Now, will you notice something else? Verse 5. I trust that you have your Bible here. Now, verse 5 is tied on to this next verse here, verse 6, and we'd like to consider them together. In fact, verse 7 also. He says here, the sun also ariseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasteth to his place where he arose. The wind goeth toward the south, and turneth about to the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. Now, here is without doubt one of the most remarkable statements in the Scripture. And here is a revelation that Solomon made a study of science, or of the laws of nature, as probably that would be the better term, and he knew a great deal about these things. And it's quite interesting that these are some of the things that are basic today as far as science is concerned. I'd like to read to you a statement made by Dr. A.T. Pearson, and I'm reading now from him. There is a danger in pressing the words in the Bible into a positive announcement of scientific fact. So marvelous are some of these correspondences. But it is certainly a curious fact that Solomon should use language entirely consistent with discoveries as evaporation and storm currents. Some have boldly said that Redfield's theory of storms is here explicitly stated. Without taking such ground, we ask, who taught Solomon to use terms that readily accommodate facts? Who taught him that the movement of the winds, which seem to be so lawless and uncertain, are ruled by laws as positive as those which rule the growth of the plant, and that by evaporation, the waters that fall on the earth are continually rising again, so that the sea never overflows? And then he goes on to speak about Ecclesiastes 12:6, he says, is a poetic description of death. The silver cord describes the spinal marrow, the golden bowl, the basin, which holds the brain, the pitcher, the lungs, and the wheel, the heart. Without claiming that Solomon was inspired to foretell the circulation of the blood 26 centuries before Harvey announced it, is it not remarkable that the language he uses exactly suits the facts? A wheel pumping up through one pipe to discharge through another. Now, that is remarkable. Now you have here three very interesting statements in these verses that we have here before us. He says the sun rises, goeth down. There is a monotony in nature also. But also there is that which you can depend on. You can depend on the sun coming up. You can depend on it going down. Now, that's the terminology we use, and it has accommodated all ages. Yet I'm sure most of us know today that what actually is the coming up of the sun and the going down of it really is the rotation of the earth. But may I say, as far as we are concerned, we're standing on a pretty solid piece of ground, and it looks to us like the sun's come up and the sun goes down. Nothing wrong with that. The statement is something that is absolutely amazing, that this is something that is done in a precise, regular way, that it is obeying certain laws. Now, the wind goeth toward the south, he says. Now, we know that the wind is following certain patterns. And today, men are not able to predict the weather as they should. They have many scientific gadgets, but our weatherman here in Southern California, where we have a rather monotony of good weather, yet he misses it, I would say, 50% of the time. That is, as to the exact prediction that he gives. I've watched that very carefully over the years. Now, the Lord Jesus, you remember, spoke into this picture also. He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth. That is, where it wants to blow. It's blowing according to laws. You hear the sound thereof, but you can't tell where it's coming, where it's going. Now, as I've made this tape, we've had quite a bit of disturbance across the country. Here in Southern California, we never get any kind of rain in August. We just don't have that. We've been having showers. Can't believe it. I couldn't believe it the other night. In my car, I had to use the windshield wiper. And they tell us that there was a low pressure here and a high pressure there, and that there was this movement. Winds blowing. Wind bloweth where it listeth. Or as Solomon put it, the wind goeth toward the south, and turneth again and go to the north. And one place it's moving south, and in another place it's moving north. And over in Arizona, they even had flooding in desert communities, all because of the wind. And it's obeying certain laws as it's blowing. How did Solomon know about that? He didn't have the gadgets that we have or the background to base his predictions on. Now, he also noted something else, that the rivers run into the sea, but the sea's not full. In other words, he's tacitly speaking of the law of evaporation, of the elevation of the moisture into the air. Then the wind comes along and blows that over, and there are lakes up above us, rivers up above us, and the Lord moves them out from the sea to the land, and then he lets it pour out. And all of that's following a certain definite, specific law. There's nothing really haphazard that's happening, although we may think so. The very interesting thing is, here you have three, and of course, we saw one in verse 4. We really have four remarkable statements here concerning the laws of nature that today make sense. They fit right into what men know today. Now, you get writings that come from 1,000 years before Christ came into the world, and you see what they have to say. You'll find out that there's a great deal of superstition, a great deal that is false, a great deal that won't bear inspection at all. But this is another one of the remarkable things about the Word of God.